Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Wow, Meghan Markle is out for blood.
There is an active role that the firm is playing in perpetuating falsehoods about us.
Is this interview going to be more brutal than we could have imagined? Plus, Chris Harrison apologizes, but is it enough?
I made a mistake, and I own that.
And our exclusive interview with Selling Sunset star Christine Quinn. She's talking about her pregnancy for the very first time. The Daily Pop. Oh, it's going to be a good show today. Yes. The gloves are off. The royal battle is on. Meghan Markle is slamming the royal family. And it all comes just as Buckingham Palace announced its investigation. And it's investigating claims that Meghan bullied her staff. This is getting ugly. Listen to what Meghan just confessed to Oprah about the royal family.
How do you feel about the palace hearing you speak your truth today?
I don't know how they could expect that after all of this time, we would still just be silent if there is an active role that the firm is playing in perpetuating falsehoods about us. And if that comes with risk of losing things, I mean, there's a lot that's been lost already.
Get him, Meghan. The firm.
That's cold.
Yes.
The firm.
But it's the truth. Cold. There's a lot of CEOs in there. They're running something. They're running the Commonwealth. Come on. The crown.
The firm.
It's a business. And I think what she is doing is she's trying to separate this as not the family doing this. This business entity is trying to perpetuate a certain thing because for any other viewer, like for me, like, yeah, every family has a drama. Like, you know what I mean? Like, my sister and I have been in a beef once or twice, but this is much bigger, and that's what she is trying to portray. And she is also trying to ground it that they are behind all of the malicious attacks that happen against her.
We were just talking about this, how we thought she would be going against royal life, paparazzi. She's not going to take aim at the actual family. Now we know for a fact that's not true. She is going to go head to head against her in-laws. And I know that there's bigger, it's a business, it's a government, it's not your normal thing, but ultimately this is his gam-gam.
And that's why they're coming out trying to do a smear campaign on her. And she's trying to say that, oh, she was rude to the staff. Now, if she was rude to the staff, we would have heard it a long time ago.
We did.
Not right when this interview is coming out. And remember, this interview is coming out, I think, the day or the day before their big Commonwealth celebration,
right,
which is like our Thanksgiving. You know, they're celebrating the Commonwealth and, you know, the Queen's going to give a speech. So they're trying to stop all of that.
You're right. It's not going to be on the same day as Commonwealth. Mm-hmm. And I just want to throw it out there. Meghan has denied all of these bullying claims that she says those are adamantly not true.
Oh, yeah, they've been out.
Here's the thing. Do you think the interview is going to hurt Meghan and Harry more than it helps them? I feel like this is going to get a very polar response. I don't know. It's going to go both ways. Some people are going to say, that's right, Meghan. That's right, Harry. Stick up for yourselves and do what you got to do. And then the other half is going to say, oh, I can't believe they would talk about their family like this.
If they do it in front of Oprah and Oprah agrees with them or has sympathy for them, you know America is going to shift their weight wherever the O puts her. Puts her alliances.
Let's move on to Chris Harrison's apology. Okay, so once again, he apologized for his controversial racial comments. He told GMA host Michael Strahan he's an imperfect man, and he's already planning his return to The Bachelor. Watch.
I am saddened and shocked at how insensitive I was in that interview with Rachel Lindsay.
Do you think the reaction that you received has been fair?
I am not a victim here. I made a mistake, and I own that. Racism, oppression, these are big dynamic problems, and they take serious work, and I am committed to that work.
So you are the right person to lead this franchise into the future you feel?
I plan to be back, and I want to be back. This interview is not the finish line. There is much more work to be done, and I am excited to be a part of that change.
All right.
No, I saw him look down at his paper twice. Now, let me tell you something. When you're apologizing, you don't do this. Like, I got my little notes here, and y'all might see me glance, but I'm talking on the TV show. But when you're apologizing and you feel it from your heart, you're not. And you know what? Yes, I said that correctly. You are looking directly into the television, because we're on these things now. You're looking at a person's eye and you're like, I'm really sorry for what I did. I am going to go and do this, this, and that. Now, I'm not saying that he can't apologize. He did apologize, but he needs to go on the apology tour. He got Michael Eric Dyson, but he needs to go see Al Sharpton. Then when you finish with Al Sharpton, I need you to go to the Smithsonian African American Museum, learn a little bit about Black history that contributed to American history, okay? Mm. And then when you finish with that, I need you to go ahead and give some money to some HBCUs, particularly mine, Fisk University in Nashville, and really put your money where your mouth is, and then, boom, learn something, and you'll know why your words matter. Was that too much time?
No. No. But, hey.
Rambles was rambling,
honey. I'm loving it this morning.
Wow. Well, I got to give you all props. You both called it. I said it was going to needed to be live, and it was going to be a sit-down. That was not live. And I felt that that made the biggest difference, because whenever you edit it up like that and you chop it up, it's going to feel super insincere versus if they were sitting on the stage going live face to face, we could have felt it more, right? And I'm not saying he's not apologetic. I truly sincerely believe that he is, but I don't think that that was the right way to handle it. And I don't know, maybe that wasn't his decision. Maybe that was ABC News' decision. You know, maybe like you said, it was the bosses of the bosses of the bosses' decision who decided that this was the best way to do it. I think he should have gone live. It's hard to feel heartfelt whenever they chop you up in little sound bites.
I mean, it was a pretty package. But when there's a package, there's also a...
editor.
And with the editor, there's also a script. So I'm not saying that Chris should lose his job. I'm just saying he was put in the lukewarm seat. He got to give this pretty apology. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I think Michael Strahan and I feel the same way about this whole situation. Take a look at what Michael Strahan said about Chris's apology.
It felt like I got nothing more than a surface response on any of this. And obviously, he's the man who wanted to clearly stay on the show, but only time will tell if there is any meaning behind his words.
Ooh. I'm going to go on a limb here and say that Michael Strahan didn't feel 100% comfortable doing that type of interview for that type of thing, because a lot of times Black people can feel like scapegoats to get other people who are not Black out of situations.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
And I think Michael Strahan saying that at the end was his way, live, saying, I'm not 100% down with this, so let me give you my little bit of opinion that I can give you without getting too much in trouble. And here it is. Again, I don't think Chris Harrison should lose his job. I don't think he should be canceled for this. I do think what you said is take a moment, take a step back, really learn. There was no rush for this apology.
Right.
We don't need it tomorrow.
I mean, I disagree, because I think that's a double-edged sword. You take too long to apologize, then it's...
It's like
that's what Rachel Lindsay was bringing up to Chris Harrison. She was annoyed that Rachel Kirkconnell took 6 weeks to even say anything about the plantation photo in the first place. And he said, well, when's the right time? You know, so I don't think... I think time is important. I think acknowledging that you were wrong right away, which he did with his Instagram posts, two of them, but at the same time, he... I think if you would have sat and waited until what? After the season was over?
It might have been bad.
Chris, I think like after he sat down and realized what was going on and that he didn't need a look to the right to see what to say. I think Chris Harrison got burned basically for speaking and asking questions and saying something that he didn't understand. So if you're apologizing for something that you didn't understand, you can't tell me you understand it in a week. It's like when Stassi Schroeder went on Tamron Hall and wasn't ready for that because she hadn't gone through the whole process. She didn't even understand what she was talking about.
You know what? Chris is like a boyfriend. Honey, he got caught. And you're right. He has to apologize right then, because you come back a week later and now you apologize. And you're like, boy, bye.
Yeah.
But like a boyfriend, we listen to their apologies and we let them back in. Mm-hmm. So he has to go on his apology tour. You know, he has to go on tour. And
make
do what
the
he
extra
has to
effort.
Do.
Buy me some roses.
Buy me some roses. Take me out to dinner. Make some donations.
That's right.
And then Chris, I don't think he should lose his job, but I think he should learn. Like we said about this cancel culture, I think it should be more of a learning culture that we can teach and say, see, this is what you don't do. Now, I'd like to see him and Rachel have another conversation.
Yes.
Absolutely. That's how you can
I think that would be great, but I just don't think Rachel Lindsay wants to. I think she's had enough.
I'll call her. No, Rachel gonna sit and talk to him.
We're going to make her.
All right. Yeah. Auntie Kim's going to call. Okay. Coming up, you guys, the secret to a successful relationship in Hollywood. Do all stars need to do this? And is the Friends reunion in jeopardy? Well, we just learned. Don't go anywhere.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
In today's Pop of Love, Ashley Benson has dated some very famous people, but she tries not to talk about it. She tells Cosmopolitan UK out Thursday that she likes to keep her dating life private because you can really protect your relationship if you're not exploiting it. Do you think most celebrities exploit their relationships for fame?
Look, I was like, ooh. 20 years ago, 15 years ago, they didn't really or couldn't. I think it's gotten worse with all these platforms. I think it's like, you know what? Even if you go out with a celebrity one time, you know, you're going to take a picture and say, ooh, look who I was out with, or look who I'm... Because we take pictures of people when we're just at dinner. We take pictures and we post everything.
That's and everyone's looking for a bigger social media following, and that's a quick, fast track to get that. Date a celebrity, and bada bing, bada boom, they're going to follow you while you're dating because they think they're going to get scoop on the celebrity, and then when you break up, you'll probably lose a lot of your following. But you know what? You got some, and maybe you'll win them over during that time. I feel like that's a strategy for many people in Los Angeles.
I think you're right. You know, I think it's okay to exploit your relationship if both parties are in the same boat. Like, if you both are on the same page and you both want to get this clout, go for it. But I feel like sometimes on the women's side, they don't know that they're being used. Like, all the women who were, like, in love with John Mayer that, you know, between 2002 to 2009, all thought that they were going to be the one.
Nope.
Meanwhile, this man was dating to basically get on the cover of a magazine. And I don't think he was ashamed of it. And again, I don't think there's anything wrong with it as long as both parties are into it.
How do you have that conversation?
You don't have to have that conversation. You're thirsty, I'm thirsty, let's do this together.
You know, I want to say it, but I don't want to say it.
Say it.
Well, you know, back in the day, there was a certain singer, rapper, whatever. And I remember him having a conversation with his publicist. And I was there, and he's like, what if we announce it? You know, what if we're dating? Imagine. And this was before all of this. And I remember being like, oh. And I felt like I was so stupid because he was ahead of the game. I was like, it was brilliant. Mm-hmm. But I was horrified, my ego, and just ridiculous. Because now I'd be somebody else right now. But I was like, no, you can't. How dare you?
100%.
Wasn't, you know, I was like, why would you do that? It's like you're using me, but absolutely.
It happens.
I understand what he was trying to do.
It happens. But sometimes, a lot of times, the celebrities don't even, you know, have to have the conversation. Your publicist will call my publicist and say, hey, you guys are doing this movie together.
Yes.
You guys should, like, start, like, dating. Maybe the studio would love it. It would show good faith that you're really devoted to this movie. That's why you see a lot of people going hard right around the time a movie comes out. And then they fizzle out miraculously, and no one ever says anything wrong about the other one. Because it's a business transaction.
It was a business. And the publicist called, and I was like, how dare you? And... what do you mean? It was a business transaction.
It's a business transaction.
To help
and
both
I think
careers.
With LA, you know, I think it's literally the people in here. It's such an understanding. I think you're right. They don't have to have the conversation. It's just like the unknown, the unspoken. Like, we both know that we're going to get some attention for seeing each other, so we're going to both tell each other, pretend like we're trying to keep it on the DL. But let's go to the fanciest restaurants because they're my favorite. And I'm going to make sure I wear my newest clothes and the hottest trends because. Just in case there's paparazzi out there, because sometimes there are. It's like not a spoken thing, but it's so obvious.
Well, even the young celebrities say they want to go to prom. They always look for another star, especially the females. They're like, do you think such and such can take me? Or someone from Nickelodeon or Disney? If they take me to my prom.
People will talk. It's all the gag. So, yes. By the way...
We got to get going, but real quick, do you think that Ashley Benson's smart for hiding her relationships?
I think Ashley Benson probably got burned back in the day, and that's why she's like, never again.
Yeah.
Cara Delevingne.
Up next, y'all, Selling Sunset star Christine Quinn is here. She's going to join us for her very first TV interview since announcing her pregnancy. Our exclusive with her is next.
Sorry, y'all.
That was good.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
TV interview since announcing her pregnancy. Please welcome Selling Sunset star Christine Quinn.
Yes.
Oh my
Congratulations. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so thrilled to be here.
Last time you were here, you had on that beautiful coat, and I thought, oh my gosh, I love this coat. Didn't even think for a second there was anything.
She's on Lil' Kim. I was like, yes, loving the Lil' Kim vibe.
Yeah.
I was.
Smart.
You did so good, though. I always find that to be the hardest time in the world when you're trying to keep it a secret. Did you have a hard time with that?
I definitely had a hard time. And it was one of those things that, you know, I wanted to wait till, you know, I was really ready to announce. And I got to a point where I was like, okay, like, I don't want to be photoshopping my pictures any more than I already do, but I don't want to be photoshopping my body, know? So it was hard. I got to a point in Bora Bora where my husband was like, okay, I'm doing everything that I can, but the angles just aren't right. And I was like, okay, it's time.
So how far along are you?
I am over 6 months, so I'm 27 and a half weeks.
Oh my God, this is crazy. You're going to have
so
a baby
happy.
On Selling Sunset.
I am.
Season two.
I am, yeah.
So we're going to see
it. Did I say
it.
That? No, I mean, if it happens.
Wait, hold on. Can we show off this outfit and that cute bump?
Yes,
because
of
it's
course.
So cute. Guys, look how cute her little bump is.
This is adorable.
Thank you.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Yes.
I watch your Instagram stories, and you're doing all of this crazy yoga, and you're back bending, and you're on your head. Are you ever afraid to go that hard in your fitness, being that this is like your first pregnancy?
Well, the thing is I have an instructor with me at all times who, you know, is watching the inversions that I do. And I do really complicated stuff for sure. So she's always there to watch me just to make sure, you know, to check on my safety, just to make sure I don't fall or anything like that. But for me, you know, it was so important during my pregnancy to keep a routine, and exercise is so important. So I just wanted to keep working out and doing the same things that I'm already doing until I felt my body wasn't, you know, comfortable doing those positions anymore.
So I want to know, how did you break the news to your man?
It's so funny because we'd been talking about it for a while, and he was like, wouldn't it be great during Corona, you know, to kind of get pregnant? And I was like, it would be good, it would be great, but, you know, let's see how it goes.
He caught you on a good day because you were like,
maybe.
Starting to get hot here.
We were ready and we were excited, but the funny thing is I was on birth control at the time. So we were excited and we were trying. And I said, okay, I'm gonna get off of it in about like a month. And then,
boom.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
You were off for like a month.
Yeah.
Okay, so what did you tell him, dude? I mean, what happened?
I pretty much did the test and I left it on his counter. And I was like, and he just started crying, and it was really, really sweet. But I was just so, you know, grateful and so blessed how quickly I was able to get pregnant, because I know that's something that's, you know, it's really difficult for a lot of people. And I never wanted to take that for granted. So
yeah.
I was just so excited that everything worked out.
So are you revealing if it's a boy or girl?
For me personally, you know, I don't really see gender. And that's one thing that Christian and I are both on agreement on. So we're not really, you know, announcing the gender. We're not doing a reveal or anything like that. And our our nursery's jungle themed and it's neutral.
You're gonna keep it neutral.
We're just happy with, you know, whatever we're blessed with. You know, angel is an angel and a baby is a baby, so we're thrilled. And you know, we're coming up with beautiful unisex names that'll go either way.
I have to ask this.
Like Kim.
Yes, exactly.
Come on. What's the one thing you're most nervous about?
The one thing that I'm most nervous about is obviously the delivery. I think, you know, we see all these movies and it's so horrific.
Yeah.
And, you know, like people are screaming and sweating.
Yes.
And I mean, I think movies really over-dramatize the delivery process. So that's the only thing that I'm really nervous about. Everything else, I feel like, okay, I'll learn.
Yeah.
I'll get
I've seen your yoga poses too.
And then you'll be fine.
You can stand on your head. You're good.
Did it make you nervous at all? And I, you know, I'm coming from a selfish place that I feel like, you know, your career is just starting to take off. You're on magazine covers. Your real estate's hitting. The TV show. Was it ever a second thought to you to maybe hold off on this part of your life because everything is like starting to pick up right now?
You know, it's so funny. For me, that was my initial thought. I thought, you know, my career is blossoming right now. But I realized, you know, as I'm watching all these amazing, successful, you know, women, especially celebrities, not only have children, but these are women who are bosses, entrepreneurs, you know, they do everything. So it made me realize, you know, if these people can do it, I can do it. You know, there's no excuses. And I didn't want to be selfish anymore. I was just like, I'm ready and I think I can take it all on.
Thank you so much
for coming and congratulations.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always great to see you guys.
She's like a little Barbie doll.
Oh, thank you.
She's a real life Barbie doll.
I love you guys.
You guys, Selling Sunset is streaming now on Netflix. Thank you, Christine.
Thank you.
Okay, still ahead, what Lamar Odom just revealed about his past with Khloe Kardashian. Ooh. Stay with us.
Oh my God, you're gonna be the cutest pregnant person ever.
She already is the cutest pregnant person ever.
It's
a little ridiculous. Welcome back. It's time to get into today's top headlines in the Hollywood Minute. Filming for the Friends reunion is back on. David Schwimmer just confirmed the news with Andy Cohen.
Actually, in a little over a month, I'm heading out to LA. So finally, I mean, we figured out a way,
honestly,
I think, to film it safely. And
right.
There's going to be a portion of it that we film outside.
That's great. And is Ellen hosting that?
No.
Khloe Kardashian's ex-husband, Lamar Odom, still gets emotional over their relationship. Here he is getting all the feels watching the Khloe and Lamar reality show Marathon on E!
Shout out to my ex-wife, Kris Jenner, Kim. I'll never forget the day I got married on TV. Get a little bit emotional watching it.
Bridgerton breakout star Regé Jean Page is once again making our dreams come true. He's set to co-star with Ryan Gosling and Chris Evans in The Gray Man. The movie thriller also stars Ana de Armas and Billy Bob Thornton. I mean, does it really matter what the movie is? It could be a paper towel commercial. Who I am there for. What about y'all? Woo!
I love him. I'm so with you on that, man.
I love Kim. Kim Ramos. Ramos.
Kim's like,
you see these three men? Do you see that?
If you had to pick one, though.
Oh, you well, you know I'm going with Regé.
Yeah.
The other ones, other ones I've had already.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. When Bridgerton, it was like, when he walked on the screen, it was like, I don't know. I feel like I was smacked in the face. I was like, what was that?
That was the... It was. It was just like...
Immediately, Google.
Because he was everything, you know? Yeah.
I'm giving it to Chris Evans.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to hand it over to... I like a white boy with swag.
Nice.
Like, you know, a few tattoos.
Ryan, I've always loved Ryan.
All right, you guys. We got to talk about this now. Katherine Heigl lives only 5 minutes down the road from her mother, but her mom is not the first one she calls when she needs help with her three children. In the April issue of Parents Magazine, Katherine says she's close with her mom, but one thing her mom refuses to do is babysit. She told Katherine not to call her unless the first words out of her mouth are, "Help, I'm bleeding."
Yeah, amen. Amen.
Oh, I love her mother.
You do?
I love it.
I'd be so mad.
No, that's like a young mom. She's like, I gotta live my life. I am not the babysitter.
Yeah.
I love my grandkids, but grandma gotta do some things.
Grandma's out in these streets.
She's in the streets.
Grandma I think busy. It's smart for grandmas to like set their expectations very low up front. Like, this is what I'm willing to do because I see people, and I hope you're watching out there, my family members who take advantage of the grandma.
Yes.
And run them to the ground, and then they feel guilty because they say no to their grandkids. But you're right. Like, she already had her kids. And she took Katherine all around Hollywood when she was growing up being a child star. This woman just wants to live her best life and be out in these streets like Willie.
Yeah, you're right. That's right. You got to set boundaries.
Listen, I don't think grandparents are expected to babysit. I think you would assume that they would like to have that one-on-one time with their kids, but I do think there's a respect for planning. You don't just like call them on a whim. You don't expect it. You know, it's still a favor you're asking, right? Because these are still my kids. They're still my responsibility. So it's a favor I'm asking of you. And unless it's like last minute because whatever happened, then I may call you, but I don't want to. I think it's you still have to respect them like you would respect anybody else you're asking to do a favor.
100%. Look, my boundaries are always, if you need me to babysit your kids because you want to go have dinner with your man and get it on, first and foremost, you better make sure you get it on because I'm not just sitting at your house with these kids unless you're doing the thing. But I always say, hit me up at about 6:30. I'm going to come at 6:30. We're going to feed the kids and then you're going to leave and I'm going to put them down at 8 so I can then get my work done. So I like to time it and plan it where it's like not an all-day thing.
What's your phone number? What's your
get phone out number? Of here.
No. Josh was 10 and he needs to be fed and you watch him and he's having problems with fractions. Right now.
Bring him over.
Bring him over. Just make sure you're getting down while he's gone.
I know, that part.
All right, after the break, there are the spring trends that you need to try and the exclusive discounts to buy. We've got the hottest deals on fashion, jewelry, and more just for you. Stay with us.
Yes. Our style guru, Liliana, is here with today's Deals for Reals. Today, she's hooking us up with some spring trends we gotta try. Liliana, I am already obsessed with half of these things, and I need them in my
life. See, when you get excited, I get excited, and I know the audience is going to get excited, you guys. And everything I've curated here is exactly what your closet is begging for this spring. These trends are going to totally freshen up your wardrobe. And while they're all runway inspired, I'm going to show you how to make these trends work IRL. So grab your phone. Don't forget, all you have to do is scan that QR code right here on your screen to score these exclusive deals. Okay. We can't talk spring and not talk about color. And I mean bold pops of bright color to be exact. And on the Spring 21 runways, it was all about hot pink and tangerine. Now I know these shades feel a little extra to wear head to toe. So the best way to incorporate that is with a handbag. I am obsessed with these little mini crossbody bags. They are from Pop Bag. They're the perfect size and color, just big enough for your daily essentials. And they're made out of genuine Italian leather. And what makes these so cool, y'all, is that you can actually swap out the panels. They're fully interchangeable, so you can actually pop together a custom bag and match it to any season or outfit. How adorable are these? These retail for almost $100, but you can swap these out, create your own custom bag, and we are giving you 30% off this style, so you can customize your own pop bag for just $66 this season, right? So cute.
People are spending $3,000 and $4,000 on these little tiny bags.
I know.
This looks like, not even gonna say the brand, this looks exactly like it.
I know, and it's crossbody or handheld, so get in on that trend. All right, let's talk jewelry, you guys. The biggest jewelry trend out of Milan and Paris is exactly that. Big, chunky, and oversized. They feel fresh, they feel cool, they feel now, and they work well for pandemic life when we're all spending time on Zoom and only seeing us from here up. So these bold and modern necklaces that I'm wearing, they're from Alex Mika. They're an easy way to make a big statement. You can wear it alone, or you can wear it layered like I have it here, because I'm all about big and bold when it comes to these chunky jewels. This one is gold-plated. It's not too heavy. It also won't break the bank. And then the Pave Silver Choker is absolutely beautiful. Both are 25% off, so pick them up right now. Okay, when it comes to spring, comfort is still in style. Thank goodness, because I am done with the heels. And this spring, you can slide into comfort with spring's hottest trends with these cute and colorful slides. These are from Freedom Moses, available in so many cute colors and patterns. They are genderless, waterproof, and 100% vegan, y'all. Justin, can you smell the sandal for me?
Smell it? It's
Do you smell
so
that?
Comfortable. It's
yes.
The most comfortable thing ever. I'm literally never walking in anything else again.
This is like the only shoe I want in my closet for spring. They smell like milk and honey. And I do have two rules when it comes to slides. You know what they are?
What is it?
No socks. And please, y'all, get a pedicure. Okay? I need to see those toes polished. I don't care if you do it at home or if you do it in a salon. Look. Oh, is there a sock?
It's a sock.
Let's turn the camera this way. All right, you guys. And if you haven't already scanned that code, scan it right now for an exclusive discount on Freedom Moses. And the discount applies to my two favorite colors. In case you were wondering, it is Miami and Capri right here, the teal and the orange. So, so cute. Okay, so spring's most unexpected trend is the water bottle bag trend. We saw this at Chloe, Chanel, Fendi, Givenchy. I know it's crazy, but trust me on this one. I love it because this way you get to stay hydrated in style, and you also score major points for sustainability. So this fabulous water bottle pouch and strap from Bandolier is the perfect accessory to take on your next hike or walk or workout. Justin looks fab in this, also completely unisex.
You ain't getting this back.
I didn't think so.
Like, I'm just letting you know. This is mine.
By the way, this is the reason Justin does this segment, is so that he can stroll out of here with all the goodies. So this strap is completely adjustable. You can wear it crossbody the way Justin has it now. You can also put it around your belt, so it's more of like a waist and a belt bag. But I love these. So cute. Now you don't have to bring like a big backpack when you hike. Okay, so some trends are more of a classic. Pastels, of course, have been around forever, but since we're still in a pandemic, we want our fashion trends to be cozy, comfortable, and chic. And Pistola is one of my favorite brands out there. Their purple haze set, y'all, is so cute. It delivers on both of those things. They have created the most stylish loungewear out there in the color of the season, which is lilac. This sweatshirt has drop shoulders, so it's super flattering on the body. The sweatpants are designed to flatter and fit all of our curves. You are color coordinated, cute, and this was created by a mom of three. who knows the importance of comfort in our closet. Pick it up now, again, with that exclusive deal just by scanning the QR code. All right, our last item is a trend that is here to stay. These are gorgeous handmade mask chains from Second Wind. They are like jewelry for your mask. I think they're absolutely stunning. I actually first wore them back in September to New York Fashion Week, and they just add so much style to your mask. Designer Karen Perez has created different styles and colors to match any mood and mask. They are available in black. Justin's wearing the black right there.
Really cute.
How beautiful is that? They're also available in crystal and marble, which is what I have here. Functional, and y'all, they saved me from losing my mask like 100 times a day. And for just $34, you can have the chicest mask in town. And you also get to support an amazing Latinx female-owned small business. And remember, you can shop everything I just featured right now just by scanning the QR code or head to eonline.com/shop. And just so you know, E may get a commission for sales made through our site.
Mm-hmm. Coming up, the OG Real World cast is back. We're talking to them about how much has changed nearly 30 years later. I'm just trying to keep everybody safe at home, okay?
Exactly. That's and look it. Good while you do it.
Yes, and stay hydrated.
It's been nearly 3 decades since the first reality show ever aired on MTV. Now, the original Real World cast is moving back into their Soho townhouse to see how things have changed.
You want to hear 30 years of confession?
This is the true story
of 7 strangers
picked to live in a house.
This is where we live.
And have their lives taped again.
I can't believe we're back 30 years later.
We are officially re-roommated.
Crazy, all the memories that have been coming, you know, kind of flooding back.
Yeah. Oh, what do you know about? White thing.
It's a reality.
We were in our 20s and everybody was like kind of hanging out and partying, having fun.
Our loft was like the hot place to be at that point.
It's also like just a totally in the moment experiment and actually puts your own belief systems and your principles and who you are kind of to the test.
It's 29 years later and we're still having the same conversation.
The series you're gonna see is all new. It isn't like, oh, let's go back to the past. It's like happening.
We were trying to heal, I think, in a lot of ways from certain things that were unresolved from back then.
We have a family dynamic and so I'm always interested in seeing these, you know, 6 other people.
So what can we expect when MTV's The Real World returns tonight on Paramount Plus?
I didn't imagine in a million years that I would go back into a situation with the pickiest damn eaters ever. Like, I was surprised to see like how our diets have changed completely.
There is something that we can't talk about now that is very surprising.
This is not going to happen. They can't do this to 7 people.
You're missing the point of all of this.
Ooh, the neighbors are going to be pissed. Oh boy.
Wow, that's gonna be crazy.
Fun.
All right, you guys, up next, Cardi B's bright yellow outfit with matching accessories. Did she pull this off? We are judging fashion or fail when we return.
Celebrities love to push the boundaries with their style, and we're here to weigh in with a round of fashion or fail. Let's get started with Cardi B's bright yellow look. She literally just matched everything. I mean, you have the glasses. Oh, you got this. You have the glasses. You have the purse. You have the shoes. Do you guys love this or hate this?
I like it. I like it. I like a monochromatic moment.
I might not like it on me, but I like it on Cardi B.
I think it's cool.
Okay, yeah. I think we all say fashion for Cardi B. Next up, we have Kylie Jenner. She stepped out in this semi-sheer feathered bodysuit. It's priced at just, would you pay $2,000 for this?
No.
No.
I would not.
No, absolutely not. The feathers.
But there's very few outfits I'd pay $2,000 for.
Like, it's cute, but mm-mm.
I think I kind of like it. I mean, look, if you got the money and you can pay about $1,200 for this bodysuit, I would do it.
I was going to say, it just depends. If I'm a billionaire, then that's a whole nother situation.
Right.
This screen's going over well.
Yeah, I don't like, you know what I don't like?
Do you know how to work this thing?
Yeah. I think is Justin messing everything up, pushing buttons over there.
Should we call this telestrator work
I'm living
or fail?
For this telestrator.
Okay.
I'm going with fashion. I love it. I would pay the money if I had it. Wendy Williams is all of us trying to keep warm this winter with these dramatic boots.
Ooh. No.
Are you guys here for it?
No.
I have those same boots.
Oh.
Thanks, Carissa.
Sorry,
thank
Kim.
You.
I just don't like them. They're.
I have them in white.
I'm here for the fur here.
I love big fluffy boots because it makes you look smaller.
Thank you for drawing.
Exactly.
Thank you for drawing a circle because I couldn't see.
No, by the way, look, the boots really do make you look a little bit smaller right here on the waistline.
Okay.
Especially pairing the big coat with it.
The big coat with it.
I am here for it.
Okay, great, great.
I love it.
I love that he's just so excited.
It's a red bottom coat. It's a red bottom coat, Justin.
Billie Eilish also went for a dramatic look with these chunky sneakers, you guys. Would you wear
I can't
this?
Take.
I'm so glad he circles them. I didn't know where to look. I'm just teasing. Those, no, I don't like those. Those look like she's got monster feet.
Yes, it looks a little crazy. I don't like those, but I mean, for her and her look and that picture, it made it an interesting composition.
Billie Eilish, she can pull up anything, but no, I don't like them.
I'm gonna go with fashion. I am obsessed with these things. Why does my butt look so big on this green screen?
Because it is.
Is anyone else seeing this?
Oh, look at Juicy. Oh!
Do I need to be on a diet?
No, no,
Kelly
no,
Levesque
no.
Back here.
No, we like.
That's, I'm giving you a WW number.
All right, is that it? Very good job, guys. That's our touch screen. Justin loved that. Tomorrow, need help finding love or surviving a breakup? Well, we've got a relationship expert here to get you through it. Check out Nightly Pop tonight at 11:30 and join us weekday at 11 a.m. here on E! Set your DVRs. See ya. That was amazing.
Your butt is
Why do you look so big on that?